proclamation number 7618 A dated the June 11th, 1960. Where did evil come from? You cannot assess to which abysmal distance the once fallen spirit has sunk as a result of its opposition to me, his God and creator of eternity. He knew me. He possessed an abundance of light which excluded all deficiency of realization. Throughout eternities he received the evidence of my love and strength. He knew he had come forth from me, that I had created him. He was inconceivably happy to receive my strength of love, and he used this strength according to his will, which continuously augmented his bliss. And yet, he left me. He rebelled against me, rejected my love and plunged into bottomless depths. He, whom I once created in my image, became my direct opposite. And now you humans pose the question as to how this could have been possible. After all, the first being, the bearer of light, was created in all perfection, as nothing imperfect can come forth from me. This question can only be answered in that perfection knows no limitation, no restriction. It was able to move in any direction without being prevented from doing so. Free will is an imperative part of perfection. Perfection includes the fact that everything has the rightful measure, but this also means that free will can exceed the rightful measure and that the rightful measure will thereby be revoked. Lawful order is the rightful measure in all things. Consequently, if free will diverts from the lawful dimension, disorder will ensue, a state which no longer corresponds to my will, to my eternal order. Hence something initially divine, something good, changes into something non-divine, into something opposing God. And this is therefore the concept of sin. On the other hand, it must be possible to exceed the rightful measure, otherwise free will could not become active, but it can just as well remain within eternal order. It is therefore indeed possible that a being created by me can entertain wrong thoughts and intentions because it is free will, but it is never pushed by me myself into wrong thinking and wanting, because it would be impossible for me, the most perfect being, to ever have a wrong thought. Hence the allegation is wrong that evil is also inherent in me. Nor did the being I externalized of anything evil in itself when I created it, everything it possessed was the lawful measure so that it did not have to fall. However, because the thoughts and intentions of the perfect being were unlimited, it was also able to go beyond the rightful measure, it was able to lose itself and step out of the eternal order. But this spiritual confusion of the being could only occur when it turned away from me, when it prevented my word from sounding in him, for my word was unable to give or demand anything else but perfection. My word would never have induced the being into leaving my eternal order. But once the bond with me became loosened and the being no longer listened to my voice, it was also able to think and want in the wrong direction, because this option was open to it on account of its decision of will. Yet, sin, the wrong will, was at all times external from me. I was only ever able to think and want in lawful order. I myself was perfect. I created perfect beings and these remain perfect for as long as they upheld their connection with me, but which they were also able to sever as a sign that they possessed free will. But this bond with me guaranteed right inclinations and thoughts, detachment from me resulted in wrong inclinations and thoughts. For the being aspired towards something external to me. Lucifer, the light bearer, put himself in my place, although he recognized me as the primary source. The beings which came forth from both of us put Lucifer in my place, even though they, too, possessed the light of realization. hence they deliberately carried out the separation and no longer moved within the right order. They no longer possessed the rightful measure. Instead, the negative now predominated, whereas in lawful order the positive prevails. In other words, perfection was being lost and something imperfect emerged from this change of will, which expressed itself in a negative way and thus distanced itself increasingly further. Something outside of me also went outside the lawful order, because lawful order can only be in me, the most perfect being, and because everything that does not correspond to this order is evil, therefore sin. And so the answer to the question as to whether I carry evil in me is clear. Nothing evil can exist in me or I would not be perfect. And evil is always that which steps out of this perfection and turns the rightful measure around, which thus revokes the eternal order, which is the fundamental principle of my nature. However, as evidence of its divinity, I had to give free will to every being, and this had to have the option to change itself in any direction. And thus the being itself created evil when it rebelled against me, when it left the eternal order, when it wanted to use its strength negatively and work against me, when it distanced itself from me. And for the sake of my ultimate goal, for my living creations to become children, I did not prevent the being. Nevertheless, it could just as well have remained with me. It did not have to become sinful and fall. It could have voluntarily remained perfect and enjoyed supreme bliss. Nevertheless, it voluntarily forfeited it. Amen.